And welcome to the Hot Hot Hoops podcast. I'm your host, Ernest Christian. It's been a little while since I did a podcast, but we're going to try to do this right today. Quick, short podcast today. Today's a big day in the world of the Miami Heat, as Shaquille O'Neal, former Miami Heat, Los Angeles Laker, Orlando Magic, and other teams he played for toward the end of his career, he'll be getting his jersey retired. And so fittingly, too, tonight against the Lakers, the Heat plays the Lakers tonight, and it's going to be a pretty fun night. The whole idea of Shaq getting his number retired in Miami is kind of fascinating, because I remember a long time ago when I first, I know about 6 years ago, I remember asking a buddy of mine, you know, and just randomly, I think it was the first year of the Big Three, actually, now I think about it. I remember asking them, you know, hey, what do you think about Shaq getting his jersey retired? Now, mind you, this is like 2 years removed from when Shaq left the team unceremoniously in 2008. And he fell flat on their face that year. He was traded middle of the year to Phoenix for Sean Marion and whatnot. And the Heat that year won 15-67. That was a horrible year. That was the year Dwayne Wade got hurt and didn't come back. I think there was a shoulder. But, you know, I remember asking my buddy, you know, Shaq, he was only here 4 years. Is he worth retiring a jersey, considering the impact? And he said no. And I disagree with him on that one. But look, we can go back and forth. There's a lot of opinions in local Miami area here, local South Florida, about Shaq. There is some negative residue from the way he left, despite the fact that he helped bring the championship to Miami Heat in 2006. There is some negative residue. Look, I'm not here to sell you my idea. Look, I think everybody's, whether you're right or wrong on the fence of this topic, I don't think there's a wrong answer in this one. There's no wrong answer here. I think if you are the person that does not agree that Shaq should have his number retired in Miami, you have a point. Because he was only here 4 years. And yes, he brought a title to Miami, as promised. But again, 4 years, he was really only good for two of them, maybe. Okay, but this is the thing. I'm pro Shaq getting his number retired. Look, I'm one of the guys in the media who's actually been very critical of Shaquille O'Neal over the course of his career. In fact, I remember did a podcast about a year ago, and I got lambasted for by a lot of people who are Shaq fans. I said basically that Shaquille O'Neal might be the most disappointing superstar we ever had in NBA history, because he's supposed to be the greatest center of all time, and yet he's not, because the way he handled his situations in LA, in Miami, you know, not taking care of his body, he could have been even better than he really was. As great as Shaq was, and Shaq was great, he's a top 15 player of all time, in my opinion. Some say top 10, that's debatable. But to me, you know, Shaq's career was always disappointing. Okay, but here's the thing. We're discussing Shaq and his career in Miami. And I still agree that his number should be retired. I think what Shaquille O'Neal did in his 4 years in Miami, and look, it was great on the front end, bad on the back end. But you have to understand the culture of Miami before Shaq. And to be honest with you, you have to understand the culture of Miami before Alonzo Mourning, and before Pat Riley even stepped foot here. Okay? The Miami Heat, prior to Riley, pre-1995, of course, not very good. Look, I have some favorite moments of mine from those days, but overall, not a good product, not a very interesting team, to be honest with you. Young talent, but they were not winning more than 40-something games a year. And, you know, then Riley gets here, and you bring Alonzo Mourning down here. You trade for Alonzo Mourning, trade Glenn Rice for Alonzo Mourning, okay? And then within the same season, you trade for Tim Hardaway. And this is your first core, first title contender core, which got to the conference finals the second year of Riley's existence, to like 96-97 season. Okay. Obviously, lose to Jordan the Bulls. No one's beating Jordan the Bulls. That's not going to happen. I'm sorry. And it's just interesting because we look at that era. We look at Riley. Look at just how things played out. As great as the Heat were and fun as they were in the late 90s, and they were title contenders, they kept hitting the wall. They kept hitting the wall. Never able to break the wall down. They get Dwayne Wade 2003 in a draft, but Dwayne Wade was not Dwayne Wade yet. Shaquille O'Neal legitimized the Miami Heat when he got here. Shaquille O'Neal absolutely legitimized the Miami Heat. And that's not a knock on Alonzo Mourning. Alonzo Mourning is a popular basketball brand. He still is today. But Shaquille O'Neal's an icon. Shaq was an icon. Shaq was in the, you know, at Shaq's peaks, at Shaq's peak of his powers, he was Jordan, almost like Jordan. Not just on the court, off the court. He was a worldwide icon. He was recognizable around the world. So to have a face like Shaquille O'Neal on your roster, representing your team, and remember, this is Shaq literally just 2 years removed from winning three straight titles in L.A., okay, from his peak years in L.A., playing with Kobe Bryant. The fact that Miami gets to rub shoulders with Shaq, and look, at this point, look, they had really good players, but no one that can tilt the franchise or legitimize the franchise until this point. You get Shaq here, now your franchise is not just only a basketball franchise, it's another NBA franchise, it's now a franchise that's actually worldwide known. The value goes up. More eyeballs. And remember, this is before Dwayne Wade becomes Dwayne Wade. In Shaq's first year, he was second in the MVP race to Steve Nash. Great season. A lot to prove. I argue that same year, that same team, the 05 Heat team, was better than the 06 championship team. You know, they're a Dwayne Wade injury away from going to the finals in San Antonio. Remember, Wade got hurt, didn't play game 6 with the Pistons. With the Heat up 3-2 in that series. And in Game 7, of course, Detroit pulls it out with Dwayne not being 100%. And I'll say it again. I argue to this day that Heat team was better than the one in 06. But once again, Shaq legitimized the Miami Heat at that time. And to be honest with you, you know, when you get a Shaquille O'Neal on your team and you're legitimized, it sets you up for a lot of other possible opportunities. And I fully believe that Shaquille O'Neal's presence in Miami had a lot to do with eventually possibly facilitating LeBron James, Chris Bosh, and of course Dwayne Wade became an icon in his own right, so that helped, of course. But to be able to come to Miami, and look, Miami sells itself. Miami has always sold itself. South Beach, the women, you know, party city, you know, the good life. But if you're a person also that cares about, you know, winning basketball, in addition to the other things that is mentioned, Miami's one of the few places in this league that has that opportunity. LA being the other one. And I am still convinced that Shaquille O'Neal, you know, 4 years here, absolutely had a positive influence into facilitating a LeBron James, you know, the Big Three era and all that. Look, look, the Big Three era was obviously bigger than life, but at the same time, I think Shaquille O'Neal's presence was, you know, that's why when Riley says that it was the most important moment in Heat history, it's not diminishing what LeBron and Wade and Bosh did in those 4 years, but what he's saying is that it set the table for everything that came after that. Everything that came after the, you know, Shaquille O'Neal coming here and on Bayside with his water gun and promising a ring and bringing a ring. It legitimized the Miami Heat as a franchise. And no matter how you feel about Shaquille O'Neal today, you know, good or bad, anger, joy, whatever it may be, you cannot argue that Shaquille O'Neal's impact in those 4 years was very, very, was felt heavily on this franchise. And for that is why I think Shaquille O'Neal deserves to have his number in place in the American Airlines Arena Raptors. So that's my take on that. Shaq's jersey, again, will be retired tonight. Heat Lakers tonight at AAA. And again, earn discretion here. Subscribe to the Hahoos podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio. We'll do more of these little podcasts hopefully throughout the year. And I think that's it. Until then, enjoy Heat Lakers.